We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Karka, the SEO manager for MediaWiz. How's it going, John?
Hey, it's going awesome, Ross. Good day.
It's nice and sunshiny, I'm sure, again in Florida.
Yeah, usually is. It's pretty good weather down here.
Those thunderstorms hit when? Later in the day? I'm so jealous of those.
Yeah, during the afternoon, we usually get like 2 or 3 hours of hardcore thunderstorms, torrential rains, and then it's sunny again 10 minutes later. So it's interesting weather.
All right. Well, everyone, today we're going to be doing something a little different. John had a great idea for a show. It's called Taking the Advanced Out of SMX Advanced. And for those of you who don't know what SMX Advanced was, or is, I should say, it's a awesome conference put on by, what is it, Three Door Media. It was Danny Sullivan and the crew there, and it was in Seattle recently, I guess about 3 weeks ago now, and I attended, and I got some great tips and stuff, and you know, a real good refresher. It was great. And of course, got to hang out with some of the guys I like to see and stuff. Of course, John wasn't there though, so
I'm jealous. I'm definitely jealous. I missed it this year, and it's one of the better conferences for the industry, and I wish I could have been there. A lot of good stuff went on.
Yeah, it's really good. It is quite advanced. I mean, if you're new to SEO, it'd be a bit overwhelming. In fact, you might just be a bit too baffle-gabbish to understand. But in any case, what we're going to do is try and take the advanced out of that and get you some usable stuff out of it. So, John, why don't you start with the big one about JavaScript?
Yeah, apparently the Google has announced that they're crawling JavaScript now through their crawlers. I've seen this going on to varying degrees for probably close to a year now, but they've pretty much made it official now at SMX Advanced. They said, we are definitely crawling JavaScripts. This is pretty significant for a number of reasons. First of all, JavaScript was something we always looked out for, especially when it comes to linking. If you're using linking with JavaScript to do fancy things with your JavaScript or to do drop-down lists, any of that kind of stuff, it caused an issue for crawling the site in the past. It's not so much an issue anymore. They're crawling those JavaScripts. They're crawling those drop-down boxes now for direct links. The bad side of that is that a lot of people used that JavaScript as kind of an out. So if you had a link that you didn't want somebody to, you didn't want one of the engines to crawl, you put the link in JavaScript and you pretty much isolated it. That doesn't work anymore. So if you've done that to sites in the past, or you're thinking about doing it to the sites, you're either going to have to go back and change the way you did it or make sure you find a new methodology now to hide those links, because if you don't want people going. And that kind of leads into to something else was a big discussion, Ross, the PageRank sculpting thing throughout the entire SMX Advanced.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to make a little addendum about the JavaScript thing is you can still make it you can still use it as a block, but what you have to do is make sure the JavaScript code is external. Google won't index external JavaScript still. So there is still that pleasing block.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Good point. And you should be doing that anyway with JavaScript. You know, your JavaScript should be on an external .js file whenever possible.
That's true. And the reason why is pretty much you don't want the page full of bulky code that is no use, that makes the page a little slower to load. And also, it's more code for Google to get through when it's indexing your page. And it, you know, if you've got a really long page, I mean, I'm not even sure what the threshold is anymore, if there's even a threshold.
I think the benchmark used to be like 100K of code. I'm not sure if that's still what it is, because they've advanced a lot since those years. But 100K is kind of the benchmark I use.
Yeah, so they won't go past that necessarily the first round anyway. You know, their deep crawler probably goes through everything. But right. I would say that first round's pretty critical, because that's, you know, if you just launched a site or you've just launched a new page, you want them to get there and get everything as soon as possible. And let's say you have your sitemap link at the footer, and that's at the very end of the code, you're not going to get that sitemap link, which is pretty critical, because that's where they find all the rest of your links. So it's a pretty big thing. Actually, I'm dealing with a client right now that's got huge text or huge code coming, because he's doing dynamic pagination.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but for those you don't know what that is, essentially it's you would see a listing of products, and then at the bottom it would say page two. You press page two, and it loads within the same page. So it's dynamic. It's actually all that content's actually in the page, but it doesn't show it all at once, so it looks nicer. Well, the problem is it is all on the same page, so that adds a lot of code, especially if you've got multiple pages on there. And so we're dealing with that right now, but it's pretty cool. I mean, even the name sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
So, all right, PageRank sculpting. Whoa, here's a doozy.
Yes, a lot of chatter about this. Yeah, a lot of chatter about this. There's so many ways to attack this one.
Well, I guess we start with what it is. First of all, PageRank, I'm going to do my best to do this off the cuff, is essentially what Google has attributed to a page. It's like it's a relevance or a trust algorithm. It looks at your page and determines how many people are linking to it, whether or not those links are relevant to your link or to the content on your page, and it assigns a ranking, a page rank. And it's only one part of how you're ranked, but it is quite substantially important. And why don't you take the next part?
where PageRank sculpting comes into play is, you know, most people think about PageRank as external links, people that are linking to your site. Well, when you're on your site, you have multiple pages linking to each other. Well, PageRank flows through your site as well. So your homepage linking to internal pages of your site is going to pass PageRank to the internal pages of your site as well. So you get all your base of PageRank from external links, but then you have this big group of, let's say you have 100 points of PageRank or 100 points of weight on your homepage. As you link into deeper pages of your site, that spreads those points out to internal pages of your site. One of the rules of thumb that we used to go by is if you have like a page rank of 6 on your homepage, and you every link off of that, so you click one link into a deeper page of your site, you're now down to a page rank of 5. And if you click another link, now you're down to a page rank of 6. So it kind of drops as you go deeper into your site, but it's still passing that stuff down through the site. Now, that's not a very accurate description of how it passes through the site. That's just kind of the way we used to look at it long ago. The sculpting is very creative means to try to make sure that you're controlling where that page rank goes on your site. And it was pretty, I wouldn't say easy to do, but it's pretty straightforward until recently at SMX Advanced when things kind of hit the fan. Were you there, Ross? Were you at the session where Matt Cutt made his famous little statement? Were you there at that session?
You know, it's sad. Unfortunately, I wasn't. I was back at my place sleeping because my boy kept me up. I got up at 5 a.m., but I certainly heard a lot about it. I mean, it felt like I was there.
All right.
But, essentially, yeah, he went out and said that PageRank sculpting no longer works, really, and you shouldn't do it, and which was like, what? I mean, this is the same guy who said just a year ago that, or even 2 years ago, that, you know, you can use PageRank sculpting to, you know, perhaps keep some PageRank going to pages that are pretty much useless. And we're like, great, this is awesome. Yes. Of course, this whole thing was put out to the public. Of course, I think it was quite commonly used before that too, but more for the higher echelon SEOs. Anyway, it was quite the I'll put it this way, there were a lot of angry people. And it was quite intense, actually. I hadn't actually experienced that much intensity. But anyway, so before we get into more of this, because it gets pretty intense, we're going to take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
Hey, have you got the number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
Fired Up with Gordon Rudo, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. That's me. Before the break, we were discussing a bit of PageRank sculpting. And we did a little bit of a discussion of just, well, first of all, what it is. Now we're going to get into the nitty-gritties of what, or I guess the repercussions are, what Matt Cutts has said. He's the one that represents Google. He's a Google engineer, and he did say that all of a sudden PageRank sculpting is, well, almost a moot point. And I've actually written an article I didn't put out yet that I made a couple of mistakes on. I had to go back and rewrite because, frankly, it's not the simplest thing to get your mind around, at least in the details anyway. Now, PageRank sculpting uses the nofollow tag. And I made a note, actually. Someone said quite cleverly that the nofollow tag does not mean do not follow this link. So what you do is you attach – actually, it's not even a tag. Oh, correct myself. It's an attribute. You put this inside a link that you don't want the search engines to add weight to. So it links off of your site to another page or to another site. And if the search engine were following that normally, it would actually apply some of the page rank you had on your page, this hard-earned page rank. Well, if you put the nofollow tag in, it would say essentially to Google, do not send any of my weight this way. Don't send any of my page rank. And what they're saying now is, well, that's not the case anymore. That does not save your page any page rank, actually. It actually takes away one, but it won't apply it to the page you're linking to. So in other words, they've taken all the wind out of our sails on PageRank stuff.
I think the exact phrase or the exact word that Matt Cutts used was, if you put a nofollow on a link, the page rank that would normally we used to think it would be sent to a different link on the page, it would just kind of bounce out off. His exact word now is that page rank will evaporate. Evaporate is a pretty strong word.
Well, you know, so not only that, but you know, you read his stuff. I read his follow up post recently, and actually he countered that again. You know, not that things are confusing enough already. It doesn't evaporate. He actually says.
Oh, he followed up on that. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he didn't actually say what it does. It says, yeah, you could say it kind of, it's a great phrase. I'll have to look it up while we're talking here, but it was total bafflegab phrase. I loved it. There's nothing like it.
He's good at those. He's had many of those in his career back when he was a Google guy.
Anyway, I'll find it in a second, but what do you think about the whole thing?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of people out there, and I'm not sure I agree, but just so that it's out there, there's a lot of people that are saying it never worked anyway. PageRank sculpting never really worked to begin with. So there's both sides of the argument here, that what he said was groundbreaking, and the other one was like, well, that's what we always thought anyway. So there are people out there that are writing articles and saying, you know, this is not a big deal because PageRank sculpting never worked to begin with. I'm not sure I believe that. I believe there was some validity to it. I think what may not have been the best way to do PageRank sculpting is by really focusing PageRank sculpting on the use of the nofollow to do it. There are other ways to do this kind of sculpting, one of which used to be JavaScript, but now we can't do that either. But really, it comes down to building strong, solid architecture for your site. If you don't want links off the homepage getting, you know, your weight sent from the homepage, don't put those links on the homepage if you can find a way not to. Architecture is the key at this point.
And you know, this is part of the debate. Is, well, first of all, what they said kind of turns PageRank into something a little different. I mean, not PageRank, PageRank sculpting, because they said that it wouldn't work, but because it would actually take away a point of your page. You know, it would still take away PageRank, but it would. It would evaporate. Yeah, it would just, that's what they said. Well, the thing is, what they're telling us to do, essentially, if you want to choose to listen to it this way, is to use external JavaScript.
Yeah.
There you go. You're sculpting again, because that won't lose any code, or that won't lose any page rank. Because it's not actually counted as – well, is it counted as link? That's where it gets kind of
– But take into consideration too that that's right now. You know, we've seen over the past year or so, Google has a bot that shows up occasionally that does nothing but read external JavaScript and external style sheet files. So they may not be using that in the algorithm right now, but who's to know what they're going to do a year or 2 years from now? That might not be a safeguard in the future. So got to keep that in mind. It's always evolving.
Right, and so what does Matt say, Matt, the almighty god of Google, what does he say about using PageRank now? Well, or PageRank sculpting, essentially, it is still a somewhat, not sculpting, but the nofollow tag is a somewhat use for blocking things like the, you know, if you want to, the privacy policy, even though for some reason he said recently that, oh, that might actually be of use to Google, whatever. I would block that. There's no point in having that searched.
Hear that? That's the sound of someone trying to steal your crypto. Every day, thousands of hackers online are doing the same. That's why Arculus uses air-gapped cold storage technology to protect your assets. Using our keycard and wallet app to form a protective barrier, Arculus insulates you from hackers and puts control of your digital assets back in your hands. Order the first truly air-gapped crypto wallet at getarculus.com.
If you've got like a add this to my social whatever, that's still a link. You know, those buttons you can find anywhere. Your RSS feed he actually has blocked on his site, which everyone thought was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So he did use a nofollow tag on that. There is some use. And actually, I'm still, for the really competitive sites, I'm telling these clients to continue using it until we see otherwise, because right now it is still working. I've seen it work. Yeah. I don't know what people are talking about. I have seen it work. So, yes, it's a bit smoky. Sometimes, you know, are you 100% sure it's working or it's something else? But it's good enough for me.
I tell people two things. If you're worried about the page rank of the internal pages of your site, and you've got some you don't want ranking and some you do, the two very most simple basic things to do. The ones you don't want ranking, put no index, no follow tags in the meta header data. Then it's not going to rank. You might send some page rank to it, but you're not going to have to worry about, you know, what happens at that point. And the other, the more important, I think, the two is if you want deep pages to have PageRank, build links to them. You know, don't rely strictly on PageRank coming from your homepage. Build deep links to those pages, and then you don't have to worry about it.
That's true. And you know, I'm getting stuck on the semantics of just being told what I can't do.
Good point.
I mean, when it comes
to do something, you want Ross to do something, just tell him he can't.
Yes. When it comes right down to it, yeah. It was quite a joke in the show. There was an experts panel, and Bruce Clay was up there, and he's famous for saying siloing. It was just the ongoing joke. Oh, yeah, and you should really try using siloing. And you know, it was just constant jabbing at him. But it's true. That is a great way of doing it. And that's what siloing is, essentially building your site so that you're not always using the same links in every page. So exactly. If you've got a main navigation, that navigation may be quite basic, you know, if it was set, like say our site, we've got services. You click on services, you go to services. But then there's a sub menu, which is usually on the right or left. And this is just an example. When you click on one of the services, you go there, all the other services wouldn't appear there in terms of links on the side. When you're in there, you just want that info. So just have links for that info. That's essentially the basics of siloing. You're not providing a multitude of links that aren't necessary to the person because they are actually in an area where they've shown what they want to see. They don't need to see everything about link building. They're there to look at SEO services or whatever the example may be.
Exactly. And it's good from a user perspective too, because they get the content they're looking for all in one place. They don't have to dig through other things to find what they're looking for.
Yeah. So,
usually when it's good for a user like that, it's good for the engines as well. Fall back to that. If it's good for the user, usually it's good for the engines thing.
Now, I'm just about to open up. I really want to see what Matt said here. It was just too funny.
He needs to work better on his SEO if people can't find his quotes like that. It takes a long time.
I think it must be lost. Did I lose it already? No, here it is. Pending. Yeah, I was quite embarrassed when I posted this because I actually got the page rank thing wrong. And I was like, oh, because I couldn't explain it. I just had the hardest time explaining it. I think I was just too tired. I don't know. I was trying to do it at midnight because I saw that he posted something that night. I'm like, oh, I want to be one of the guys to get it out there. It's part of the fun, right?
Yes, being first.
So let's see here. First of all, he says, the notion of page rank sculpting, this is a quote from Matt Cutts, has always been a second or third order recommendation for us. So he kept contradicting himself. That was the other thing.
Yeah, that's not surprising either, actually.
And he says here, I wouldn't recommend it because he says, okay, this is the question someone had. Does this mean page rank sculpting? In other words, trying to change how PageRank flows within your site using a nofollow is a bad idea. It says, I wouldn't recommend it because it isn't the most effective way to utilize PageRank. In general, I would let PageRank flow freely within your site. And then he followed it with what I just said. The notion of PageRank sculpting has always been a second or third order recommendation after content. And that was the other thing, after some pretty basic stuff, building good content and building a site with excellent structure.
But he does make a good point, though. PageRank sculpting is an advanced technique. If you're new to SEO, don't spend a lot of time thinking about that. Worry about your content targeting. Worry about your standard link building. That's where most of your efforts should go at this point. You know, I kind of agree with that from that perspective.
Definitely. Yeah, it's certainly not something you do at the beginning. It's when you're down to the fine points of getting that extra ranking, perhaps, or you find yourself you can't get ahead of the competition, start playing with a few different techniques. That's when we start using it.
Definitely.
Except for the basics of blocking things like privacies and whatever. But then you can just do it, like you said, you can put a robot's no follow, no index on that page, or follow index, I should say.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, right before we move on to the next one, we're going to take a quick break, and we got lots more coming.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Are you an affiliate? If yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up as a flash. Quickly convert the clicks into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need indeed. You can get paid from sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. Even comes with state of the art tracking. Where did it start? You can do it a couple ways. 866XY7Page. It's toll free. Tell me what you waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
Here's your bill. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, it's all right. I'll take care of the tab, Jason.
Well, thanks, Dave. How are you doing so well these days? It seems everyone's in a pinch for cash.
RevenueWire.com, that's how.
RevenueWire?
Yeah, RevenueWire.com is an all-in-one platform offering affiliates high-demand software from top-notch PC utility merchants. With 75% commissions, twice monthly payouts, incredibly accurate analytics tools, RevenueWire is making me more money today than I did in the last few years put together.
Even in this economy?
Especially in this economy. RevenueWire has a ton of great products to meet the demand. I'm telling you, this network is recession-proof.
RevenueWire, the recession-proof network platform. For more information, visit RevenueWire.com today. That's RevenueWire.com.
Friend Finder.
Friend Finder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters
just like you.
With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now
at FriendFinder.com.
It's time to start jamming and spamming again with the princes of PageRank, the heroes of HTML, the sultans of SERP, SEO rock stars. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were discussing PageRank and PageRank sculpting, I should say, and I dare say we could do an entire show on it because I love it. I just think it's so funny how out of control it's gotten.
It's funny how certain little things will make the industry buzz and go crazy for about a week, and then people won't talk about them for another month. This is one of those.
Yeah, and I know like guys like Stefan Spencer, who I really respect him. He knows his stuff. There's no question about it. He was saying that, you know, it's still working for him, and obviously we're all on our tips of our toes watching to make sure that it doesn't evaporate. If it does, it's never a game changer, in my opinion, unless the site is really badly designed.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, so what's next here? We've got, the IIS SEO Toolkit. So did you get sort of the lowdown on that?
I did. I'm really looking forward to getting to play with it some. I have not had a chance. I'm trying to get my company to install it on a box that doesn't affect anybody so I can play with it, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's pretty interesting concept, just overall big picture.
Yeah. Wait, what are you afraid? It's going to crash your computer? No, it's from Microsoft, man.
Yeah, my Microsoft webcam crashes Windows. What can I do?
Well, Okay, what is it? First of all, the IIS SEO toolkit came in not long after Bing was launched. Of course, Bing being Microsoft's new search engine, everything seemed to happen at once. They were quite clever, actually, about the whole launch. The IIS SEO toolkit, I actually found out about the day before it launched. I was talking with an engineer at lunch, a Microsoft engineer, and had a good talk, and he brought this up. That was quite fascinating because I never thought they would ever do anything like this. But essentially, it's a plugin for IIS, which is Microsoft Internet Information Server. So essentially anyone who's running a site on a Microsoft-based server generally has, I think all the time, has IIS. I'm not 100%.
Yeah, you can run Apache via Microsoft, but IIS is built in and it's the default. So most of the time, that's what's running.
Well, this is essentially a plugin you can get, and it's the benefit is, obviously, it's for Microsoft, for IIS systems, so it's a nice little add-on to make people more interested in buying IIS or Microsoft-based systems. But it allows you to – let me see here. I actually have a link list open here because there's quite a few. I'm kind of blown away. And it even creates a report for you, which from my perspective is very cool for clients. You can view a detailed summary of website analysis results through a rich dashboard. I'm quoting here from the site. There's a feature-rich query builder for exposing large amounts of data. You can find out any broken links in your site, display robot content, so how robots are going through your site. You can add disallow and allow paths on various parts of your website. I guess this gets into some more advanced IIS stuff, but
right.
You can submit your sitemaps, I believe, everything through it. It'll actually manage that whole system through Bing and, I guess, to Google and some of the other guys.
So I had a question about this, Ross, and maybe you've read enough to answer it. Is the IIS toolkit replacing like a sitemap XML file? Is the toolkit itself sending data back to Microsoft? So if you do a crawl of your own site through this toolkit, does that data go to Microsoft? Do you know? Because go ahead.
Oh, I see. So if you run it, does it send information to Microsoft?
Right.
I don't know that, I'm afraid. I don't know that. Because it surprised me.
Well, the reason I ask, because my thought is, if it does, this thing is completely ingenious. It's brilliant from Microsoft's standpoint, because what they've done at that point is now they've crowdsourced their crawling. They're not relying only on their own crawlers to go out and find websites and send the information back. They've given everybody crawlers. And you run the site on your own site. You can actually run it on competitor sites. I believe it's open source enough to where you can build tools around it, and people will probably build some tools around it to go out and crawl for various different reasons. But if that toolkit sends information back to Microsoft, they have brilliantly now just made everybody else their crawling engines, which to me would be phenomenal and smart on their point, but which means they probably didn't do that.
I was about to say the same thing. Well, from what I read here, it says support for sitemap files allowing you to specify additional locations to be analyzed. So that tells me it creates a file.
Right.
Does it submit the file to them? I would think so.
So I would think so too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they said that in the meeting. I can't be 100% on that. But the thing that really got me interested, first of all, I tried to install this. I am many hairs shy in my head now. It was hell. And I still can't get it to run on. I've got a Windows Server 2003. I've got XP Professional. I've got Vista Ultimate. I've got all the things they say it will run perfectly on it, and nothing seems to work.
It's not like a WordPress plugin where you just install it and activate it and it works.
That would have been a nice improvement on the but no. I'm no Microsoft genius or anything like that, but I mean, it did seem like something that should be easy for a guy like me to install. I mean, come on. In any case, the most important thing I found, and I posted this, was that you need to be able to block this thing from your website from using any kind of competitor analysis. Like, if a competitor comes and starts using this on your website, they can find out a whole lot of info. In fact, that's what I was trying to do with my last competitor analysis. I was trying to do that on a competitor I was analyzing, and it would have been great. I would have loved to see this output, this cool report, but alas, couldn't get it installed.
So now you can stop them from doing that, correct, Ross?
You can, and I was just going to my blog here. I think it's in the bottom of our blog right now. Let's see here. Yes, block your competitors from using the IIS SEO toolkit. I got it on a Stepforth blog, and it shows the actual code. You just put it in the it's a user agent. So when the software comes to your site to index it, it does announce itself, and that announcement they kind of hit it actually, but it's findable. I've got the link to it on the Microsoft site. Tells you how to block this spider from doing anything on your site.
I think it identifies itself as IIS bot. Like Googlebot says I'm Googlebot. Yahoo says I'm Slurp. This tool says it's IIS bot.
Right, and you can actually go to the IIS bot site. It's www.iis.net/iisbot.html. Nice and easy.
There you go.
And, it's listed as IISbot/1.0.
Yeah, and I believe the bot is completely robots.txt compliant as well. So if you don't care if the bot's coming to your site, if you want to run it on your own site, and you're using robots.txt, that bot will follow it. So if you blocked out certain directories, it's not going to go to those directories.
Yeah, it's user agent IISbot disallow. Pretty simple. It's a very generic way of doing it, which is great. I'm glad they did that. It's got some insight on there as well.
Excellent. Anything else in that toolkit that's of interest? I know the crawler to me was the most fascinating thing, but I know it's got some other stuff as well.
It's pretty huge. Like I tell you, I hate to say it, but Microsoft's been really impressing me lately. They've got some really neat stuff out there. I'm looking through this and seeing a lot of Microsoft jargon, so it's hard for me to turn it into English, but wow. Yeah, dashboards. I mean, just that alone, that word just gives me a happy shivers. Dashboards are great because for anyone who's used a dashboard like Google Analytics, it's fantastic. You can use this, just jump in, get a glimpse of what's going on, get the heck out if you're in a rush. And it does have that. It's all built in. And a lot, nice. There's a lot of information. So, well, that's the end of our first part of our show. This is going to be a two-parter. And the next part, we're going to do some of the miscellaneous tips and stuff that I picked up out of the show. And we'll just do a little conversation around each one of them. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today. Have you got anything else you'd like to add, John?
No, I appreciate everybody listening. It's been great.
All right. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, thank you for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. We hope you tune in for our show next week.